Welcome back to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. In the second part of today's show, I will be speaking with local artist Kate Morrison. Kate has several events coming up and one that has already started. I will also have some health news and some music for you. So let's get the show started with a song called Kiss the Sky, and it's by Kate Morrison.
As I look out at the morning sun, I feel my life has only just begun, and I count my blessings and the love around. Nothing more I need, so much more I've found. So I reach my hands up to caress the clouds. I've been blessed so much that I'm not too proud, and I lift my face up to kiss the sky. No need for answers to that question, why? Someone guides as life prepares its way to take me gently through an but I'm not too proud. I lift my face up to kiss the sky.
Kiss the sky.
No need for answers to the question why. And I reach my hands up to caress the clouds.
Caress the clouds.
Since I've been blessed so much, but I'm not too proud.
Welcome back to the Townships at 12. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And in this segment, we're shining a spotlight on local talent here in the Eastern Townships. I'm very pleased to be joined by Sherbrooke-based singer-songwriter and artist in general, Kate Morrison. Kate's music blends folk, Celtic, and blues influences, creating a sound that is both heartfelt and deeply expressive. Her songs often explore themes of love, loss, and personal reflection, and she brings those stories to life through her voice as well as on piano and guitar. Kate has several events coming up and going on, She is also having a live performance coming up this weekend, March 28, right here in Sherbrooke, giving audiences a wonderful chance to experience her music in an intimate setting. Kate joins me now to talk about her music, her creative journey, and what we can look forward to, not only at the show, but all the upcoming events. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Kate Morrison to the Townships at 12. Now, Kate Morrison, you're a very well-known vocalist here in the Townships. You're also a pianist and guitarist, and you also are an artist, so welcome to the Townships at 12.
Thanks so much, Maureen. It's really great to be here and be able to talk to you about the all the different events.
Now, lots going on in your life, so I'll let you take the lead. First of all, we'll talk about the vernissage.
Yeah, that was on the 19th of March. It was the opening of an exhibition. I basically have all of my artwork throughout the Pierre Gabé Cultural Center. So it's all of the events are sort of like a retrospective of my career, my musical career, but also art career, art, visual arts and art performance. So the vernissage went really well. I had Claire Pelletier. I don't know if you're familiar with her. She was my president of honor who was there. And we'd actually sang a few songs together. A song that she usually does, a song of hers and also a song of mine. So the vernissage went really, really well. And, there was quite a few people, so that was kind of neat. And it's the first time that I have my very own exhibition using the whole center. So there's works upstairs and downstairs and in the hallways. And so it's quite amazing. I have about five or six different series, so it's quite varied. Mm-hmm. The artwork's quite varied.
Okay. And the exhibition is called Portales?
Yes.
Okay. And how long is it on for?
It's on until the 8th of May.
Okay.
Yeah, good. So 2 months.
2 months.
From the 19th of March to the 8th of May.
And it's where people can go and see it?
It's at the Centre Culturel Pierre Gabé, the Pierre Gabé Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you created this series during the pandemic?
Part of it, yes. Part of it, I started because I wasn't able to go out, well, like most people, but with my health situation, I had to be more careful. So I didn't go out very much. I did manage to go out and walk sometimes. And there was the series Portalist started with a walk with a friend. And I just saw this particular tree, and I took a picture there, and it all started with that. You'd have to come and see it, and you'll understand. But yeah.
Okay. Now you mentioned seeing geometric shapes and spaces in nature. What draws your eye to those moments, do you think?
I'm just really attuned to my environment a lot just at home because I don't go out so much. So I'm one of the series that I have is called Flore. Like flora. Mm-hmm. And so I take what's around me and I create with that geometric faces. Well, geometric shapes would be in Portalis. There's one that's called mirror, and the other's called the triangle. You'd have to see them to understand, but if you came to see the exhibition, you'd understand, yeah.
Okay. Now you've shared that this retrospective is especially meaningful because of challenges with your health. How does that perspective influence how you create and share your work today?
It influences because I want to get on with it and I want to do things. I want to live my life because you never know how long you have.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to just be positive every day and go forward. And not look back and not think about, I take care of my health, obviously, and I'm very, very attuned to what I need to do and the medication I need to take and everything every day to keep me alive.
Okay.
I do that, but I also am taking more and more opportunities to do other things. Like I started to do, I have a really good friend who does snow scooting, which is sort of like a snow bike, and I started doing that this winter. I've always walked a lot since the past several years, so I'm always walking, keeping in good shape and keeping my cardiovascular system up to date, and involved in other things just because I want to do things. I want to do new things. And I was recently in British Columbia, and I visited my parents' old farm, which is now not ours anymore, but which was also the site of my series Transposition, which was taken, the photos were taken just after the explosion of my parents' home back in 2002. And I left those in a drawer for 10 years. And then when I went back to university in actual art, contemporary art, I used those pictures to do a part of an exhibition there with all the other students. So when I went back this January, February, that was sort of the catharsis of all of that time, sort of like just sort of shutting everything off finally, because the orchard that used to be there is no longer there. All the trees have been cut down. So it sort of was like, okay, this is the end of the whole era of the orchard where I grew up and my family home and everything like that. So it's sort of, that part is really, really important to me.
Okay.
Well, all of the art is, but that one is particularly emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can understand that. Now, you also have a concert coming up. That is happening on Saturday, March 28th, 7:30 p.m. In Sherbrooke. Yeah. So tell us about that, Kate.
Well, it's a new concert. I'm doing around 10 songs that are either brand new they're either new that people have, it doesn't mean they're brand new, like I have written them since a while, but they've never been heard in public before. So I've got about 10 songs that either are not heard very often in public or they've never been heard in public. So plus my other songs that people have heard before. So it's new for me as well. And I'm working with two really amazing musicians, Alex Catano and Jonathan Guillaume Boudreau. Jonathan Guillaume Boudreau plays the upright bass and the fretless bass and the P bass. And Alex Catano plays guitars, acoustic guitar, electric guitar, and mandolin. Probably plays other things too, but so we're really excited about the concert on Saturday and looking forward to having people come and hear the new music.
Mm-hmm. Now, the concert is where and how can people get tickets?
They go on the Pierre Gabé Cultural Center site. And if you go into the activities, the programming, then there'll be a link for tickets. The tickets are $35. You can also go on my Facebook page and there'll be a link there for that as well. Probably you can probably also show up in the evening, and there may be a few tickets left. So
Okay, great. Now, your music blends folk, Celtic, blues, and more. How did you develop such an eclectic style?
I would say I grew up listening to all kinds of music, because my dad and my mom listened to music from from what was popular for them. So music from the 30s, 40s, 50s. And then my sisters and I, because I'm quite a bit younger than my sisters, but I listen to the music they listen to, not necessarily the music that the people my age listen to. So I listen to music from the 60s and 70s, but I always really like folk and also gospel. So, you know, like the people that were the major influences back then, Carole King, Bob Dylan, Elton John, James Taylor, and many, many more. Also, the music from the 20s and 30s, like Al Jolson and all the swing. Like, my dad used to listen to swing music and order those from Time Music. You know, the albums that we used to get, the vinyl albums, they'd come in a set.
Mm-hmm.
And then just over time, when I moved to Quebec in 1983, I was influenced by the music, the Anglophone music and the Francophone music that was popular at that time. So, but my basic is always folk, a bit of gospel, Celtic. Like, I have Celtic sounds in my music as well, and some rock, sort of light rock. I'm not into heavy metal or anything. But
no, okay. Now, you have an activity coming up on April 8th too.
Yes. It has to do with my series called Transposition: Territory of Grief. because it's the pictures that I, as I said, the pictures that I took when I arrived on the site when after the house exploded. So it sounds morbid, but it's more of a healing thing. It's more of a healing workshop that I am working with two psychologists, Anne Vadnais and Emily Yergaud, and they're coming to assist to be part of this. And people will be interacting with my works of that particular series. And then I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do. They haven't given me too much insight on that. I think they want it to be a surprise as well for me. But it's going to be a really, really neat experience, I think. Something quite profound and maybe emotional for some people, and probably quite healing for some people as well. And there's not a lot of space left in that. So if you're interested, please, you need to also reserve your place for that at the Pierre Gobet Cultural Center. So if you go into activities or programming, all of that will be available there.
Okay. And May 8th, you also have something, I guess.
Yeah, it's, as I say, it's a retrospective, so I'm sort of doing a bit of everything. On May 8th, I'm doing an art performance linked with my exhibition with my art performance coach by the name of Sylvie Tourangeau, who is also the pioneer of art, feminine art performance in Quebec. She's amazing. She teaches at the University of Sherbrooke. She does many, many workshops all over the province, and sometimes even in Ontario. And I'm just thrilled to be able to do an art performance with her. She's always been my coach, and now we're doing something together. I'm looking forward to that as well. And that on the May 8th, that's the closing day also of the exhibition. So please come out and have a look at the exhibition. And if you want to be involved at the same time in one of the events, it gives you a chance to do both at the same time.
That is amazing. Okay, so many things coming up. Did we cover everything, or is there something else you wanted to add, Kate?
I think everything is good. I'm really happy because my elder sister, is going to be here for the show on Saturday. So I'm really excited about that.
Okay, that is wonderful. Good for you. Okay, well, we've been talking with Kate Morrison, a local music artist and also an artist. That is going on now, I believe. And how can people get more information about you, Kate? Your webpage?
They can go on my Facebook page. I have two Facebook pages. I have a personal one and a professional one, mm-hmm. but either one, if you look for Kate Morrison and you see someone in a what's called, you'll notice it on the top of the Facebook page. You'll either see Portalis or you'll see me with my guitar. You can get information there, but the best way, if you want to reserve your places for some of these events, because some of them, like the concert is like $35, but all the other events are free. You can go on the Pierre Gobet Cultural Center site and reserve your spaces, your place for that. And my artwork is actually always from photos. I don't paint. I start with photos and I work the photos.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Good. Well, it's been a pleasure to talk with you, Kate, and all the best on all the activities coming up and your health also.
Thanks so much, Maureen. You too. Take care.
And next up, we have some health news for you here on the Townships at 12. Back pain is one of the most common health complaints, and at some point, nearly everybody will experience it. The good news is that in most cases, it's not caused by anything serious, but it can still be very uncomfortable and disruptive. One of the most common causes is muscle strain. This can happen from lifting something the wrong way, sudden movements, or even sitting too long in one position. Poor posture, especially when using computers or phones, can also put extra stress on the back over time. Another frequent issue is related to the spine itself, such as herniated disc. This happens when one of the cushioning discs between the bones of the spine bulges or slips, sometimes pressing on nearby nerves and causing pain that can travel down the leg, often called sciatica. As we age, natural wear and tear can lead to conditions like osteoarthritis, which can affect the joints in the spine and lead to stiffness and chronic discomfort. The lower back is especially vulnerable because it supports much of the body's weight. That's why many people experience pain in that area after activities like bending, lifting, or even gardening. The good news is that there are simple ways to help prevent and manage back pain. Stay active with gentle movement like walking or stretching. Pay attention to posture when sitting or standing. Lift objects carefully using your legs rather than your back. And take breaks if you're sitting for long periods. Most back pain improves within a few days to a few weeks. However, it's important to seek medical advice if the pain is severe, lasts a long time, or is accompanied by symptoms like numbness, weakness, or loss of bowel and bladder control. Taking care of your back is an important part of overall health, and small daily habits can make a big difference. And that's our health news for you today here on the Townships at 12. I would like to thank my guest on the show today. In the first half hour, Benjamin Turgeon from Jevy Suicide Prevention. And in the second half of the show, very talented local artist Kate Morrison. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization and you have an activity coming up or an idea for an interview, please email me at cjmqnews, that's all one word, cjmqnews@gmail.com. Thanks everybody for listening, and we will close with Look Up at the Moon by Kate Morrison. You're listening to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen, and the station is CJMQ 88.9 FM.
silence makes me kneel. I pray time will surely heal. Wish I might, wish I may. When the wind blows through the trees, you'll be with me. When the sun shines brightly down and there's no one else around, I think of both of you who love me and smile. I love you.